This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Fort Lupton police officer has been found guilty of assault and reckless endangerment. CPR's Matt Moret reports Jordan Steinke put a handcuffed woman inside a patrol car that was hit by a train.
Steinke testified that she, quote, observed but did not perceive the tracks when she put Yureni Rios Gonzalez into another officer's car. It was dark, and the tracks were flush with the ground. A Weld County judge ruled Friday that while Steinke didn't knowingly endanger Rios Gonzalez, she still acted recklessly. That was sufficient to prove assault and reckless endangerment, which are both misdemeanors, but it was not enough to convict on a third charge of attempted manslaughter. Steinke will be sentenced in September. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Drivers along I-70 east of Idaho Springs could see major traffic delays starting today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Crews will hold traffic for up to 45 minutes in both directions of I-70, up to four times a day between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. They are preparing rock walls along the highway for blasting in August. It's all part of the massive Floyd Hill Project expansion that's expected to take several years to complete. The daily traffic holds will last for about 2 weeks, according to CDOT. Holds will continue as construction gears up, but less frequently. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A promising young cyclist was killed Saturday after being hit by a car in Boulder. 17-year-old Magnus White died while riding his bike near his home. The high school senior was training for the Junior Men's Mountain Bike Cross Country World Championship, set to start later this month. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 80s this afternoon and through most of the week. Grand Junction above 90. In the mountains, a chance for thunderstorms and Vail highs in the 70s. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver could be just a few degrees cooler on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.